He's probably the most famous dentist in the American Revolutionary War. You might not know he cleaned teeth, but you do know his name, and we'll return with the story on this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Along the Freedom Trail in downtown Boston, Andrew Alexander will tell you the tale of one of the most famous men in the Patriot cause.
Paul Revere was born here in the north end of Boston. His father was a French immigrant. His father came here all alone at the age of 13.
So at the age of 13, Paul Revere's father was apprenticed to a goldsmith in Boston. It was a career Paul would pick up as eldest son, inheriting his father's gold and silver smithing shop. He also picked up another sideline that few history books record.
When you have the political upheaval of the 1760s, 1770s, that makes a huge dent in Paul Revere's business as a goldsmith, because who's out buying, you know, luxury items, you know, when you have a revolution around the corner? So Revere looks for other ways that he might be able to pick up a little bit of extra income. And he learns from a surgeon dentist how to wire together partial teeth with silver wires.
Revere also cleaned teeth and did work similar to today's dental hygienist, but we don't know him for silver spoons and white teeth. We know him because of his political activism during the 1770s.
He probably got principally involved through the Masonic Brotherhood. His particular lodge was very pro-patriot lodge, and that was probably the main thing that gets him involved. But he was very politically active. He was believed to be one of the guys who was there at the Boston Tea Party, although it was a secret operation, but he's believed to be one of those guys there.
Most Americans know Paul Revere for his famous Midnight Ride. And next time, we'll straighten out the fact from the fiction of what you may have heard. Traveling the Countryside in Boston, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.